I'm Stacey Dohun Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Ripley Pryor started playing his dad's discarded harmonicas from a young age, and he's bringing his one-man blues show to Tunes at Twilight this Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Also happening on Friday, gallery shops and restaurants in downtown Cape Girardeau stay open until 9 for First Friday with the Arts. While you're out and about downtown for First Friday and Tunes at Twilight, make sure to stop by the Red House Interpretive Center for a speaker series on blacksmithing at 7 p.m. Constructed during the beginning of the Civil War in the summer of 1861, Fort Dee is the only remaining fort out of four Civil War forts that once protected the city of Cape Girardeau from Confederate attack. The earthwork walls of the fort remain intact, and signage throughout the fort's grounds recount the history of Fort Dee. Work on this fort began on August 6, 1861, under the direction of Lieutenant John Wesley Powell of Illinois. In 1869, Powell led the first successful navigation of the Colorado River through what Powell named the Grand Canyon. This old fort's storied past comes back to life with Civil War encampments featuring living history demonstrations, food, live music, and a cannon fire every Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. This year's Labor Day at Fort Dee takes place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Labor Day, and it's a free event that's open to the public. Step back in time at historic Fort Dee and experience anew the echoes of a now distant war that pitted brother against brother. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohun Lane. Thank you for joining us for All About Cape.